Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hello, hello. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, live from Chicago, sports podiatrist. All things fitness, wellness, sports medicine. March Madness is starting here, so there's a lot of excitement. All the college basketball fans, I'll tell you, it's three solid weeks of some fun, craziness, and excitement. Wishing everybody successful on an injury-free tournament. Pay attention to the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Continue to get such great feedback in this whole community. It's on Amazon. We've got a great doubleheader today. From across the pond in the UK, and everybody knows our show is repeated on UK Health Radio the following week, Gordon McClelland. He's an author of numerous books. He's a speaker. He's the creator and CEO of Working with Parents in Sport. So he'll be joining me. And then along with the returning guest, sports chiropractor, local guy, Dr. Brian Damhoff. He's the founder and director of Elite Performance Institute. He's a certified provider of ART, active release techniques. Something we've talked about for years on the Sports Doctor. And then it's me and the Sports Doctor's in answering some emails, keying up some upcoming shows. First, I want to welcome from the United Kingdom, Gordon McClelland. Welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks, Bob. Delighted to be here.
Great. The creator, again, and the CEO of Working with Parents in Sport. I know you're a teacher, you've coached for years. Give us a little bit of information, Gordon, on you, what you're doing in your organization.
Yeah, well, we set up about a couple of years ago, Bob, and obviously I think when you do lots of coaching or you're involved in education, you often miss the missing piece of the puzzle, and that's the parent side. And until you actually become a parent, I think your awareness of that is not maybe as good as it could be or should be. And my early experiences with my own children going out and playing their sport and speaking to other parents on the sides of pitches or some of the beliefs that they had about, you know, the best way to raise their children to have a sort of successful sporting career or indeed a sporting journey that actually lasted a reasonable amount of time. It was very confused. And so we set up Working with Parents in Sport with the aim being that we wanted to create content for parents that wasn't too scientific, but obviously based on science, but also that was really real and authentic, that people could relate to and be very supportive of parents in what is actually a really difficult and complex role. And we felt that there'd been very few organisations who'd actually taken the supportive stance of parents. And thankfully, there's quite a few national governing bodies now who are working alongside us, England Rugby, Cricket Scotland, the Irish Football Association. We're working with some athletics franchises in Australia, and they've sort of seen the value in going about it in maybe a different way to how it's done in the past. So we work with parents, but we also work with coaches as well. So we work with coaches as part of coach education now, looking at how they build positive relationships with parents, which is, you know, a really important piece of the coaching world as well.
This has been something I've talked about, 20-something years, give or take a few weeks, on the Sports Doctor. where we're dealing with the whole area of parents and youth sports. That's why I wrote the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, because we were talking about an epidemic of overuse injuries because of overdoing it and overkill and overpressure, and it included the mental challenge side of things, what I like to call the mental game, which is this whole world of being a parent of a, could be a very, very serious athlete. Sometimes we're talking about the, so preventing injuries and enhancing performance is a big part of what I see again when we're working with parents. You know, in the United States, we always, everybody knows who the Little League parent is, Gordon. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure you know who that is, the overzealous parent, and the idea, you know, I shared my radio show for years in the 90s with the late, great Jim Vickery, who was a sports psychologist, and would always talk about the important role of a parent, and he had some great bullets. You know, one of his biggest bullets was don't be a critic, and the whole idea that in the United States, youth sports, there was a front cover of a Time magazine, Gordon, a couple of years ago, and it was, there was a little leaguer on the cover, great looking kid, and the caption was youth sports, the $15 billion a year industry, and everything that brings to the table with the pressures and the expense pressures and some of these other things, and the it's great to see organizations, you know, because there's a lot of criticism many times on parents. And even though there's a lot of great, great parts of it, and I like, you know, right off the bat, you said you're sticking up for the parents in some way, shape, or form. Right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And look, all the campaigns or the number of different things that have organizations that have tried to do to put parents into boxes to say, you know, you're pushy or you're supportive or you're this and you're that. And we've tried to engage them by saying, you mustn't do this and you mustn't do that and you must sign that code of conduct and you must go and stand behind that white line. Well, none of that's worked. You know, how about let's try to inform them a little bit better about what the whole sort of journey
great
looks
point.
Like and how
that's
can,
the name of
yeah,
one of your books,
can,
isn't it? You know, that's a great word,
yeah.
Engage. And I know
engage,
that that's
yeah.
It get to the, I've had some great participation on the Sports Doctor, and I'm sure you're familiar, whether it's the National Alliance of Youth Sports, whether it's iSport 360, whether I'm hoping to take part in youth sports, the film with, a documentary that will involve all of these challenges as I see it. You know, one of my poster boys, Gordon, was the 2010 men's Olympic gold medal figure skating champion who grew up in the Illinois area, Evan Lysacek. But Evan was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. I'm still putting orthotics as a sports podiatrist in some of these young, not everybody's going to be an Olympic champion. It was an incredible, incredible experience. So we want to include, like you are talking about, the idea that sports is supposed to be a fun experience for the family. Now, it can be very, very challenging, and I talk a lot about that in hashtag Hey Sports Parents, you know, the challenge of youth sports. How old are your kids, Gordon, that you talked about that opened your eyes a little bit as a parent?
Yeah, I mean, look, I've got a really bizarre situation. So my son, when he was 3, was scouted by an English football club, one of the top English soccer clubs, or what you would call soccer, while I was sat playing on my phone in a local sports hall. I'm not going to name the club on here, which is just absolutely mad and absolutely insane.
Right.
Yeah. He must have thought something. And you know, and actually, look, and then through that journey, actually, to be fair, my son now has actually got a contract. He's 10 now, so he plays for a top English football club. He's only under 10, so we have a lot of fun
key,
with
Gord,
that.
Are you ready? Here's my pearl for across the sea. It's a chapter in my book. It's called The Two Essential Exercises. Your 10-year-old fits in. at soccer. If you want him to be two steps quicker, look seriously at orthotics and pay big attention to strengthening the feet and ankles. For regardless of the sport, especially something with soccer, with all of its, and if your son was looked at as a three-year-old, and the pressure's on. So, I always ask these great guests with great organizations like yours, Gordon, which is, how's your sports psychology skills?
I'll tell you what it certainly is it's very balanced, Bob, because, one of the big things is I know that there is more chance of me being hit by a meteor than him playing Premier League soccer for the club that he's playing for. And what I say in my workshops is, if I know that that is the case, why would I make any extreme life choices based on chasing that? So my whole motivation and my whole thinking behind it has become, let's absolutely enjoy every minute of playing good sport with
absolutely
good coaches in good, in good environments.
Website,
but I'll tell you, go on.
What's the best website to find out about you and your organization?
Yeah, www.parentsinsport.co.uk.
Repeat that again.
Yeah, www.parentsinsport.co.uk.
Great. Everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, live from Chicago, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. Gosh, you can go back 10 years of radio shows and see some of the great shows, great guests and topics in all areas. Youth sports is a big one, as everybody knows. On the Sports Doctor. You could zip over to newspaper and magazine articles. You could read a great article I wrote years ago on what about specialization with your son or daughter, how early, and all of that rigmarole, and all sorts of aspects of different articles and areas. We have a big following on Twitter, over 30,000. We have a lot of information we include. I can't tell you how many guests I get on Twitter. Gordon might have been one of them. Maybe it was LinkedIn. But at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. Again, we're speaking Gordon McClelland. He's a author. He's the creator of this a great organization working with parents in sport. It's global. It's international. It has a great core value, the whole idea of the importance of it being a safe, fun, effective environment, even if your son or daughter is a very, very talented athlete. And again, at 10, that doesn't mean you don't do everything you could do for these kids to be as good an athlete as they could be. And that's something the I'm sure you pay attention to, right, Gordon? If your son or daughter is very talented, they want to pay attention to working with parents in sport, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. And going back to what we're talking about, this isn't, I'm not part of the happy, clappy, laissez-faire, don't value winning, don't value competition, because as a coach, as a father, as everything else, massively competitive. But going back to that meteor story, if I know that for my child, I'm now using the sporting experience to get the absolutely most out of it for him, so that whatever he then goes and chooses to do, he will be fully equipped to face the world. So all those
absolutely
character skills that we need, that's what we celebrate. That's what we focus on. We're not talking about, did you win? Did you score? Were you man of the match? We were talking about, did you work hard? Did you enjoy it? What might you do differently? Being creative, being resilient, and picking up on those. And it's a lot
yes
less stressful and it's a lot more fun.
Yes. And it's also very competitive. We see here again in the United States, and I'm sure it's no different where you are, that the youth overuse sports injuries are a very big deal. One of the biggest chapters in my book, besides the two essential exercises, one being strengthen your feet and your ankles, the other is work balance, work stability. I don't care what your sport is, as far as for quickness and speed and agility and safety. And safety, we want to really, really stress preventing problems, and you want it to be, again, a terrific experience. But the reality is, another big chapter is the fact that the overuse of pain medicines, even over the counter, you don't have the problem we have in the United States, do you, Gordon, where you see drugs advertised on TV all the time, all day?
No, not at all. I think
you're
it's a slightly different environment. Yeah.
Yes. This is a big problem. Again, has made me coin a different title for performance-enhancing drugs. Do you want to know what it is?
Go on.
It's performance-surviving drugs, even in the most serious of levels. It's just trying to push recovery and trying to play hurt and trying to... So organizations like working with parents that can teach them, again, that we want to stay out of trouble. At the same time, we want to be the best we can be. Do you guys get all involved in the nutrition side? And what are some of the bullets? What are the points? If you could give me a few points before I run out of time of with working in parents and sport and what you stress.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that it's interesting that one you talk about the medical side, isn't it? And that you know, the stress that we put these young people under by overdoing it and overdoing it at such a young age, Bob. And I think one sort of parting shot on this is, do you know what? If somebody told me that the best 9-year-olds were the best 16-year-olds or the best 13-year-olds were going to become the best 18-year-olds, I could half understand why we do it and why we're in such a rush to develop. But actually, do you know what? This sporting journey is a long one. And generally across a lot of sports, that's proven not to be the case. So we don't need to try and attempt our silly amount of hours before the age of 10. But
even if the baseball player in the United States here, probably the best player in baseball, young Mike Trout, just signed like a 400-something, $100 million contract for professional baseball, or scholarships, club sports, you know, these kinds of things. And we have to understand that the bottom line already is it's overkill times five. There's a lot of overscheduling and a lot of overdoing it. One of the things we see a lot is repetitive motion injuries. It's another chapter in my book, Gordon, where we have these prodigy sports, I call it. You know, if your son and daughter, again, soccer's one of them, where we might see your son, I don't want to do anything else, Dad. You know, I might tell him all day, I want you to play other sports. He might say, I love soccer. So there are challenges on that side of the equation. And it's great to hear that you're an educator and your organization. It doesn't surprise me that you're global. Again, when you're talking about the parents' role, the whole goal of it being a terrific, safe experience. And sometimes we really, there are 21 great cartoons in my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, co-authored by Hall of Fame volleyball player and multiple author, Sharky Zartman. There are great cartoons because sometimes we really have to have a great sense of humor on the other side of the equation. Don't you think, Gordon?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It certainly shouldn't be a stressful experience. You've got to treat the highs and lows in equal measure, Bob. I think it's probably the best way of doing it.
Give me the, we got about a minute. Give me again, and of course, you're talking girls and boys and all sorts of ages. That's very, very evident. If I asked you the age span of what your organization pays attention to real quickly, what would that be?
Oh, any child starting sport, age of 4, all the way up through to the 18-year-olds heading off into pathway programs, and we work
absolutely
in performance sport as well as grassroots sport.
Give me the website again, Gordon, before we're done, and I'm going to ask you to hold on. Give me that website.
Yeah, www.parentinsport.co.uk.
Great. Hold on quick a second. Everybody will be right back. It's Sports Doc. Everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kids. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. You heard the first segment, Brian. This guy's fabulous from the UK. Are we raring to go here?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
We are live. Hey, back to the Sports Doctor. Welcome, everybody, live from Chicago. I've got returning sports chiropractor Dr. Brian Damhoff. He's a local guy. He's from my neck of the woods here in the southwest suburbs of Naperville. He is the creator of Elite Performance Institute. He's an assistant track and field coach. The guy's still a long jumper. He's involved in the community. He's a coordinator of the Naperville Healthy Kids Running Series. Hey, Dr. Brian, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, thanks. I really appreciate it. Super happy to be here. Appreciate you having me come back.
Terrific. Fill us in about what you're doing and how your practice is involved and with Elite Performance and some of your coaching.
Yeah, sure. So, as you said, I'm a sports chiropractor, so I do a lot of soft tissue work, sports rehab. I got a master's in sports rehabilitation, and I had the unique opportunity to have an internship with the Bulls and Blackhawks chiropractor before I opened my own practice in Naperville, coming up on 5 years now, which is pretty awesome. And then also I'm very unique in the fact that I still coach high school sports, which can make for some long days and everything like that. But, we got a great group of kids. I coach at Plainfield North High School. We got one of the nationally fastest sprinters in the nation now, Marcellus Moore, and very exciting to have him. And it's just really cool to be able to take my background in biomechanics and apply it to the track and field world. And then, just because I love being busy, I've started to do this Naperville Healthy Kids Running Series. So, yeah, I've got a lot of things going on, and it's a really cool thing that I get
to
do here.
Yeah, you got to pay attention to foot mechanics, my friend Dr. Brian.
Yes.
We always used to say, I've had so many different chiropractic physicians on in the world of sports medicine, and we would always have some fun, and I would be singing the song, the foot bone's connected to the ankle bone's connected to the knee bone, backbone, and then my chiropractic friends would say, wait a second, it's the backbone's connected to the knee bone connected, and we would meet in the middle in so many different areas. You know, you mentioned biomechanics. We talk so much on the Sports Doctor about the importance of structure and posture. You know I'm a huge fan of strengthening the feet and ankles and working balance and stability. I don't care what your sport is. And it is exciting, when you have a young kid, like my poster boy, Evan Lysacek, he won the Olympic gold medal. men's figure skating in 2010. I cannot believe it's 9 years, but I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-olds figure skaters. But when you have a young kid, like you said, national class, it's a whole other kind of excitement also mixed in, because, you know, your goal is the same. And I give tremendous kudos to chiropractic medicine, who I always felt led the field in nutrition. And I always felt also led the field in the importance of exercise, hands-on. You know, there were many MDs over the years that just didn't pay as much attention. But now there's not a sports team around, Dr. Brian, that doesn't include chiropractic in one way, shape, or form. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I work with Northern Illinois University's track and field and cross-country program. But, yeah, across the board, you really see that there's really much more of an integration with what we do. And, you know, I think it works hand-in-hand with, you know, what the athletic training staff is doing, the orthos, podiatrists, massage therapists, everything. You know, you got to have everything when you're, you know, at that level. So it's a very, very cool thing how we can all work hand-in-hand and enhance each other.
Yes, the team approach is something I wrote about it. People can go to sportsdoctorradio.com if they zip over to magazine articles. I did a guest editorial for the fabulous Lower Extremity Review. We're really talking about the team approach. That's a magazine that goes to all sorts of different physical therapy, chiropractic, podiatry, orthopedics, talking about the team approach of trying to prevent injury, especially in this high performance area. You know, you're talking high school sports. You're already talking about serious participants. So I always ask my sports medicine friends, Dr. Brian, you know, how's your sports psychology skills with the families?
Well, they've right? definitely got to be pretty good.
they do. They do. When you're talking about, you know, the, hey, doc, don't you understand? He's competing this weekend and he's hurting. And, you know, we're taking 2 Advil twice a day, and maybe we're starting. It's a big deal. It's one of the chapters in my book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, which is youth sports and drugs. And, the, you know, my first guest today, Gordon McClellan from UK, where they don't know about TV advertising of medicines all day long ad nauseum, and the challenge of the young high schooler relying on over-the-counter pain medicine because they're hurting, because the schedules are so demanding. And on the sports doctor, I just think it's a big deal. And I know it's a big part of the challenges you face on the high school side.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think, you know, especially more so on the cross-country side where, you know, you're running pretty much year-round when it comes to that. And, you know, as you are well aware, specializing in sports can really lead to a lot of injuries. So we like to do a lot of different things within our training and, you know, having guys not just run in a straight line because we want them to be able to, you know, use different muscles, work side to side. We do a lot of single leg stability, lots of drills with that. And, you know, we try to make sure at the end of the day, too, that these kids are having fun. They're high schoolers. That's what the biggest thing is. As a high school coach, I want to make them have a great experience.
Yes, and I think it's one of the biggest challenges. I pay big attention to that with my co-author, to the mental side, whether it's the coaching side. Again, Gordon today talking about working with parents and the whole parental side of some of these kinds of challenges regarding the pressures. And the fact it's great to know that the same guy who's coaching these young boys or girls happens to be a medical professional who's being able to lend that whole thing, whether it's, you know, the importance of structure and balance and inclusion of various scenarios when it comes to trying to prevent injury. And it's great that if your kids are working with someone who happens to be a sports physical therapist, if they're lucky enough to have working with them, or in the area, again, sports chiropractic. I've done that for decades over the years, one organization or another, with some of the different screenings that we might do. What is the best website for people to find out about Elite Performance Institute?
Yeah, if you go to elite-performance-institute.com, that's where you'll find my website, and you can read all about me and all my information's on there.
you know, the weekend athlete also, Dr. Bryant, you know, with the, you know, everybody's active and everybody's overdoing it. And now here we are, boys. Nice to see spring weather coming to the Chicago area. I used to call it the terrible twos, doing too much, too soon, too fast, too aggressive. And again, the idea of chiropractic medicine. Now, you practice, you specialize or include, rather, ART. I've been around that for a long, long time. It's been, had different labels. How do you describe active release technique?
Yeah, so basically you're going to take a muscle and you're going to be very specific about what you're doing. You're going to be right on that structure. You're going to take a very appropriate depth for that structure. You go too deep, you're going to be on something else. You go too superficial, you'll be on something else. And then you're going to shorten that structure. And then as you lengthen that structure, you're going to take a very specific depth and tension as you go through. And so that's why I think it's very unique, is that it's specific for the anatomy. It's not a guessing game. You know, you're getting in there, you can be very specific as to what you're on and kind of feel what the tissue and the fascia and everything is doing in there.
Yeah, I think it's a major key. My mentor, Bob Guider, the famous sports kinesiotherapist, and always deep, soft tissue, always the value, whether we were looking to recovery or release discomfort. Again, I used to like the terms, mobilization, chiropractic adjustment, many times being added to the equation and the specific area, because you're looking to enhance healing with these techniques, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's what the end game here is. You know, people come in pain, and I want to get them back to what they love to do as fast as possible, whether they're, you know, the weekend warrior, the high school athlete, you know, college athlete, anything like that. At the end of the day, I want to get them back to doing what they love as fast as I can.
Now, one of the things I always marveled with chiropractic medicine was the fact that you guys don't have anything to do with drugs. You really never have. And you always were into the natural healing side of things and the routine effectiveness and help of adding chiropractic to people's wellness programs. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, you move well and, you know, you're less likely to have injuries. But I think a lot of people, you know, as you talked about, the weather's getting nicer, people are getting outside, you know, and you've been sitting around all winter and then you hop into something, you know, for instance, if you have really tight hip flexors or something like that, and, you know, you start going out there and pounding out the miles, injuries are going to pop up. And you find that most people that pop into running here, they get injured. And, you know, I see a lot of those people in my office. So, yeah, that's definitely a big thing.
75%. If I walk outside now, I grab 10 people, and we want to look at their leg length and their stability, their foot type, et cetera. Are they bow-legged? Are they flat-footed? Gee, you know, are they lax? Are they rigid? We're starting with that many times as the program. And people who might be sitting all day, or people who are looking again to get more aggressive. Now, again, we live in a culture where all day long we have an opioid crisis, pain pill crisis in the United States that it's catastrophic. 70,000 deaths a year, pain pill medicine. Boy, we were sold down the river by Big Pharma. We're talking to Dr. Brian Damhoff, Sports Chiropractor in the Naperville, Illinois area. We'll be right back, everybody, in another segment. Near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you.
I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. I'm hanging around locally talking with sports chiropractor, our friend here, Dr. Brian Damhoff. Earlier, we were in the UK. Across the pond, as everybody knows, the Sports Doctor is rebroadcast the following week on the great UK Health Radio Network. Dr. Brian, we were talking about the fact that you coached some teams. Now, you were a competitive long jumper yourself, and you were still competing. I know you were injured, just mentioned, maybe about a month, 6 weeks ago. But the long jumping, and you were doing that while you were still practicing, right?
Correct, yeah. So, you know, I graduated college, it seems like yesterday, but it's been 11 years, and I've been competing every year since, and you know, doing just about what I did in college. I wasn't a stud athlete or anything like that, but I definitely love it and enjoy it. So, you know, it's one of those things where, hey, if I love it and I can still do it, why not?
Yeah, it's especially, again, you're talking about one of the most explosive sports there is, my friends. Think about it. Was it the great Edwin Moses? No, he was the hurdler.
He was
but,
the hurdler.
You know, the, right. So what were some of your best distances?
You know, so again, you know, no stud here or anything like that, but my all-time best is 1911, and I always think compared to the average human, that's really good. And the track and field world, it's not that good.
If you were a long jumper in college, you're already one out of 1,000 by the time you ever even get to that level. And the idea of when you've lived it before and you've experienced it, then you're sometimes a little bit more empathetic, whether it's to the mom and dad or the boy or girl athlete you're dealing with, or whether it is the fact that they're, again, the most elite athlete there is. And we're just looking at sometimes trying to stay out of trouble. I remember with Bob Guide and I, whether it was Isaiah Thomas, whether it was some of these superstars like the McEnroes coming in, the Walter Paytons, the Jim McMahons, and the idea was, gee, don't hurt them, you know? Let alone enhanced performance even decades and decades ago. Tell us a little bit about the Naperville Healthy Kids Running Series.
Yeah, so super excited. The Healthy Kids Running Series was actually founded 10 years ago by a guy named Jeff Long. And basically, he wants to combat the increasing rates of childhood obesity by designing a running
program. Jeff Long, the writer, Jeff Long.
I don't think he's a writer. You might have another Jeff Long. This guy.
He might. I don't know. We've got to look back and see if he wrote locally in the Aurora area. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. He's
great.
Based out of Pennsylvania.
10 years already.
But, 10 years that they've been running it, and I just started the Naperville version last fall. So we're coming up on our spring season. It starts April 7th. It's a five-week series. Kids ages 2 to 14, they run an age-appropriate distance. We make it a lot of fun. We want to have kids out there being active, having fun, and learning what it is to have kind of that active lifestyle.
You know, it's something, Dr. Brian, I have talked about on the Sports Doctor, pushing 20 years childhood obesity. I wrote articles 10 years ago called Let's Get Them Walking to get that included, the routine and the areas and the fun stuff that can add the attention to keeping these kids active. Wow, 2 years old. Holy cow. That would be fun to see appropriate distances and being able to, again, stress the fun, the family participation. Again, we're still fighting for the inclusion, consistency of physical education in schools. Doesn't it amaze you?
Yeah, it really does. You know, it's just like you look at everything out there. And, you know, one thing I always tell my patients is motion is the lotion for life. And if you're moving, hey, you're doing great, you know. So I think that whatever you like to do, whether it's running or playing basketball or anything, you know, as long as you're being active, that's the important thing.
That's what I always liked, again, about being around your profession for decades, which was whether you were the new medicine, the old medicine, the wellness prescription is eat smarter and keep moving. And it depends on what you do, but if you could eat smarter, you know, we're talking about it for a million years. Childhood obesity is as challenging today as it ever was, even though, and so is obesity. Even though it seems there's a gym on every corner, educators, that's why I like to continue to have them on, people who are really, you're educating the population, whether as a coach, of course, as a doctor, as a chiropractic physician, let alone something like the Healthy Kids Running Series. What a great title. How many kids are involved, Brian?
Yeah, so, you know, it kind of depends. I think within the nation, there's over 200 locations. At our location, we're looking at having over 100 kids for this upcoming spring season, and it's a lot of fun. You know, I just can't explain in words how much fun it is, but watching the joy on those kids' faces and how much fun they're having, it just makes all the work worth it.
I gotta hook you up with Teresa Powers, who's kids yoga. It's international already. The idea, again, of mixing in every with the same goal, keeping these kids active. An active child is a better learner in so many different areas, let alone healthier. If we don't tackle the childhood obesity and adult obesity epidemic, it will break us financially. You know, I have guests on all the time. We talk diabetes and that nightmare and the whole idea of these kinds of challenges and the more great activities, including fun, including fun, including fun. Again, like my first guest, Gordon, international attention to, again, the same topic, health and wellness being involved. And then you can get even more specific. You're working with any long jumpers? You must be.
Of course, yeah. You know, I always have a lot of long jumpers, and you know, I got a great group of kids where I coach, and they jump a lot farther than I do, which is it's exciting. You know, it's a lot of fun, and they love it, and I can extend my passion onto them.
You know, again, when we would talk about a guy in his 30s continuing to long jump, if you asked me in the world of sports medicine, then I'd be saying that's going to be extremely challenging regarding staying out of trouble. When we're talking about sometimes the wear and tear on our bodies, you know, but it's no different if you're a serious tennis player in that regard. We're going to wish you rapid healing. I understand you injured yourself, but it was upper extremity.
Yeah. I had a little error that I've never had in my career, but you know, sometimes it happens. I over-rotated a little bit in the air and landed with my arm extended. And as soon as I did it, I knew I broke my arm, so I got a little fracture in my humerus, but thankfully it healed up really quick and haven't had an issue with it. But it's part of that game, that high-level athletics where you're pushing yourself to
injuries,
the highest level.
Injuries happen. You know, again, in 2 years we would talk about the two types where acute injuries happen. I am hurt. It happened right now. I broke my arm. And the overuse injuries, which sometimes are a totally different animal, but just overdoing it and just too much. It's the huge topic, again, of the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is the epidemic of overuse injuries in youth sports, period. Whatever the sport is, this overkill, and we talk a lot, again, about the mental side where we start to see pressures to play. Now, as a coach, as well as an athlete, you're still an athlete, then you understand those kinds of pressures. It's great to see you're still really paying attention. Dr. Brian Damhoff, sports chiropractor, our neck of the woods, Elite Performance Institute. Dr. Brian, give me the website one more time. Find out more about you and the practice and your coaching.
Sure, yeah. It's elite-performance-institute.com. And if you're interested in that Healthy Kids Running Series, it's healthykidsrunningseries.org. And then, you know, I coach at Plainfield North High School, Elite Performance Institute. Bob, I appreciate everything, and I appreciate you having me on today.
Great. Hold on, Brian. We'll be right back with the sports doctors and everybody. It's live from Chicago. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, bouncing back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. Welcome to the Sports Doctors In segment. We'll answer a few emails. We'll talk about some upcoming shows. Again, it's March Madness time. It's an exciting time. I don't know if there's another 3 or 4 weeks during the year where there's more excitement of a particular sport, college basketball. A lot of fun. Fill out your brackets. Hey, Louisville, my guys. Some great shows coming up next week. You know, on the Sports Doctor, I talk about childhood obesity all the time. And Marchetti, who's the CEO of the Forward Group, DuPage County, Illinois, this multifaceted attention to childhood obesity, childhood wellness, involved with hospitals, schools, other organizations. Ann will be joining us. Then from Australia, Jackson Tisdale, he's a performance podiatrist, will be joining us. I'll be excited to get some of his feedback. The following week, again, sports performance, Michael Boyle, an online guy, lots of great programs will be joining us. And then we're going to be paying some attention to the concussion world with Scott Anderson. He's the chief clinical officer with Synthink, which is head injury technology. So some great stuff coming up. Where am I with the email? Terry, what about runner's knee? Term chondromalacia. You know, Terry, runner's knee, it's a general, it's not a medical term. Chondromalacia is a wear and tear underneath the kneecap and its surrounding structures. A runner's knee is sort of that. Sometimes it could be also tendonitis of various areas from too much pounding. Sometimes mechanically, if we've got pronated or flat feet, we might have increased twisting and torque at the knee. It's common when it's persistent, especially with the mechanics of running. We could be more susceptible. So shoe selection, orthotic usage becomes very, very important. As well as strengthening and physical therapy. My previous guest, Dr. Damhoff, chiropractic, big weapon for any of these knee concerns. Runner's knee a lot of times to me means it's persistent. It's come back. It's been recurrent. So what you want to do, Terry, again, is see a good sports medicine person in the physical therapy world. It could be podiatry, chiropractic, and see whether or not, again, that chondromalacia is present. I don't know what your age is, whether it's arthritic. Check it out. Paul says, my son's a serious tennis player. He's 14 years old. He's had persistent, what they call sesamoid problems. Sesamoids are the normal two bones underneath the big toe, and they are movable bones, and they can be susceptible to injury. They don't even show up on x-ray till 12 or 13 years old. And sometimes we can get development of the sesamoids in two pieces to begin with, whether it's microtrauma when that boy or girl is very, very young, whether it's, again, just happenstance. It's not an acute problem many times. So when it's persistent, then you got to pay attention, especially if he's a tennis player. We've had great success, Paul, with prescription orthotics, with proper accommodation for the sesamoid area to unload it from pressure, both shearing pressure and pressure under the ball of the foot. Tennis, very aggressive, flexing that toe up, pushing off. It can be a fracture also, which has been aggravated. So you want to pay big attention, get a diagnosis, back this kid off if there's acute problems. The good news is long-term, proper orthotics, stay out of trouble with this kid. Stephanie says, my daughter's 12 years old. She's a soccer player. She's had all sorts of heel trouble. Severs, they mentioned. Severs, S-E-V-E-R-S, syndrome, they used to call it Severs disease, is inflammation of the big growth center on the bottom and back of the heel, Stephanie. Young boys and girls, girls could be up to about age 13, boys might be 14, 15, where that growth center is still susceptible. It's growing. It's the gradual development of the heel bone. The Achilles tendon attaches to that area on the backside. A sport like soccer, especially with cleats, get her out of cleats, get her in a turf shoe with multiple nubs, no cleats. And if it's persistent, look at orthotics very, very seriously stay out of trouble. My experience is you can really, really get rid of almost all of the heel problems in growing kids if they're persistent with proper orthotics. Ben says, what about treatment for painful calluses? You know, Ben, podiatry has been around for decades and decades, 100 years, with the ability to painlessly trim down calluses, make someone much more comfortable. On occasion, it could be a surgical problem to solve the problem or get rid of them. Other times, it could be the use of an orthotic in a shoe to redistribute weight, try to unload that area. Imagine calluses under the ball of the foot. Sometimes arch support can reduce dramatically the kinds of pressures. Calluses usually can be specific under bony prominences. Those are the ones that trimming down could be very, very helpful. Generalized thickening of the skin in calluses, pedicures could be very, very effective in thinning that tissue out. They don't need to trim that area down with a surgical blade, but a podiatrist, I've had patients who, for, 15, 20 years, we'd see them every couple of months. They might be in their 50s or 60s. They're not surgical problems. Even with orthotics, they still needed those calluses trimmed on occasion. And the trimming down of calluses can have someone can walk in. They could hardly walk on the area. They could walk out of there dancing by the trimming of calluses. And almost always, it's painless. So go to podiatry. Check it out. Jordan, my 14-year-old daughter's a volleyball player. She's had history of stress fractures, the second metatarsal. Besides rest and rehab, she has slight bunions. Bingo, bingo, Jordan. Go to podiatry. Make sure you include that. The hypermobile big toe joint, which could be the slightly deviating a la bunion joint in a 14-year-old, is going to put excessive pressure under the second metatarsal. She's a volleyball player, lots of jumping. That next to the area is susceptible to the stress. Bingo, that's metatarsal number two. So you want to have this kid looked at. Proper orthotics can redistribute weight, number one, and not allow the second metatarsal to get this consistent abuse. We've had great success. Go to podiatry, sports podiatry ideally, and have them take a look at that. Because, again, if you have these two keys here, number one, the injury was a stress fracture. And the other factor was the history of bunions in the family, and maybe a slight note with that kid. So again, the bunion deformity is a development of the bump on the inside of the big toe. Sometimes it looks dramatic. It's gradual. It's inherited foot type many times over the years that develops to the forces that will dislocate that toe. That's what's inherited, that flat foot type that is susceptible to that kind of imbalance. So getting back to the fact that she's a volleyball player, or if it was a runner, even in any kind of sports especially, if we've got the signs with the stress fracture that we've got excessive pressure in the bone next to it, then the idea then is to be using orthotics. Also, we want to be paying attention to whatever proper shoes means. There's a lot of variability in sports shoes, and you really, really want to pay attention. Usually, again, if she's already playing volleyball at that age, that many of them are already in very, very good shoes, especially if she's a club player. It's interesting. Again, we'll probably run out of time. But half of us, parents or kids, are ill-fitted for our sports shoes, many times for our regular shoes. Half of us. So we really want to pay attention to being properly fit, whether it's your son or daughter, for their particular shoes, especially if it's sports shoes. You know, the generality would be is that we want that boy or girl to be in the shoe that's designed for the sport. So if they're playing tennis, they should be in a tennis shoe. If they're a runner, they should be in running shoes. If they are a basketball player, et cetera, they should be in those particular specific shoes. And then we start paying attention to what brand is comfortable or what style, in order to be able to stay out of trouble. But I'm always surprised at that stat that 50% of us are ill-fitted when it comes to shoe size, width. Many times, you know, I'm a size 10 and a half now. I was like 9 and a half in college X amount of years ago. So everybody, hey, thanks a lot. So live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor, and we will catch you next week. Thanks, everybody.